Welcome to the first episode of the Deism Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by the World Union of Deists, also known as the WUD. Deism is a simple belief in God based on the application of our reason. The designs found throughout the universe point to the existence of a divine creator, or as the Founding Fathers wrote in the Declaration of Independence, nature's God. For more information on the WUD, or for knowledge or information about deism in general, please visit www.deism.com, where you can purchase a subscription to the monthly Deistic Action and Thought newsletter. You can also sign up for a free subscription to the monthly e-zine Think Online. That's www.deism.com. For information concerning this podcast, to subscribe to this podcast, or to report a technical difficulty with this podcast, please visit moderndeism.blogspot.com. That's moderndeism.blogspot.com. And you can also subscribe to this podcast directly from iTunes. Today's episode contains part one of an interview with Jason Post, hosted by Joe Tehan of KGMI News Talk 790 out of Bellingham, Washington, with special guest Hans Devine. Jason currently serves as the WUD's Deputy Director and the Texas Contact, while Hans is currently the WUD's Netherlands Contact. Please enjoy the show, and remember that feedback is always welcome.
The Joe Tehan Show. Come on, baby. On KGMI News Talk 790.
Well, we hear it all the time. America is a Christian nation founded on Christian principles by good, principled Christians. But the reality seems to be much different than that. Many of the founding fathers, including most of the heavy hitters, the guys like George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Thomas Paine, were in fact deists rather than Christians. What is deism? Well, when I started to find out about the belief system of our many of these founding fathers, I thought, well, I want to look into this a little bit. So I contacted some modern deists. That's what we're talking about this evening, is deism. What exactly is it? And joining me this evening is Jason Post. And welcome, Jason. Good to have you on the program.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
Absolutely. And I guess it's kind of your job to tell us what the deal is with deism. And I guess let's start from the very basic fundamental thing. What's the basic belief of a deist?
Well, first of all, deism might be the simplest religion in the whole world. It comes from the Latin word deus, which means God. And what a deist does is try to base all of his or her beliefs on reason, observe the universe, and come to conclusions, and the deist concludes that God exists.
Okay, so God exists, and how does God exist? Is he who we would think of, oh, say, maybe in a Christian religion or in one of the other major religions, an entity out there that is a conscious entity that, in Christianity, we think of a fatherly figure, and with God the Father. Is it that type of a God?
Well, the word God is used in a lot of different ways nowadays. I would have to say, though, that most deists would say God is an intelligent being who chooses to create and sustain the universe.
Okay. And just create and sustain. So, does he care about individual human beings?
Well, as I said, deism is perhaps the simplest religion in the world. If you base your beliefs on reason and you believe that God exists, you're a deist. And beyond that, deists can believe all kinds of things, whatever they want. And we see that in our founding fathers, actually. Benjamin Franklin, for example, believed in life after death. He believed that it was an immortal soul. But not all deists believe that.
Okay. Some would believe that ashes to ashes, dust to dust, and that's it.
That's right.
Okay.
Like George Washington and Thomas Paine, they hoped in an afterlife, but they weren't as convinced of it as Benjamin Franklin was.
Okay. Well, then what else? I guess I'm trying to kind of get my brain around this. So God, in your mind, in a deist's mind, created nature, created the universe and everything in it consciously. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, it was. Well, Aristotle, he believed that God created the universe but did it by accident. God is just so busy thinking about himself, he didn't do it on purpose. But I would say that most deists would say that God purposefully created the universe.
Okay, and we be...
Like the famous analogy in deism is a clock maker and a clock. When we see a clock, we know that somebody made it, a clock maker. And we look at the universe, it kind of works like a clock, doesn't it? The planets go around, the sun, and we think to ourselves, this is so perfectly aligned, somebody must have made it. Oh, let's call that somebody God.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, well, if there's a belief in design, in creation, potentially, if you so choose, to believe in an afterlife, what's different about deism? Well, let's just say between deism and Christianity.
Well, Christianity has a lot of wonderful teachings. I love love your neighbor as yourself, and Jesus, of course, taught that God was good. But Christianity also has a lot of things that are challenging to just pure reason. For example, the miracle stories and such. Deists tend not to believe in miracle stories.
Okay. Because why, I guess?
Well, because they base their beliefs on reason. And as Carl Sagan said, extraordinary claims require extraordinary proof.
Okay. So the idea of Jesus walking on water or turning water to wine, things like that, a deist doesn't believe.
I say that deists tend not to. Deists are free thinkers, and free thinkers think what they think and feel what they feel. Maybe some deist, for some reason, might believe in that. I don't know, but most wouldn't.
Okay, because reason is the center of a deist's belief system. Is that right?
That's right. Whereas most other religions, the center of their belief system is faith. And, mm-hmm. of course, anything can be plugged into faith. For example, that cult called Heaven's Gate taught that when Hale Bop goes by, if we all kill ourselves, we'll be happy forever. Anything can be plugged into faith.
Uh-huh. Okay. And most of the other major religions, so if you're talking about Christianity, Islam, Judaism, they all involve, these sorts of leaps of faith. I think they even talk about that. Or I don't know if that's a secular term. My guest is Jason Post. We're talking about deism here on the Joe Tien Show. I'm going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll continue our discussion. Deism, it was the belief system of many of our founding fathers, including Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, Thomas Paine, many others. And, we'll delve deeper into it as we continue here on the Liberal Outpost. 676-KGMI is the phone number.
That was part one of the interview with Jason Post. Remember to subscribe to this Deism podcast via iTunes or at moderndeism.blogspot.com to ensure you download the latest episodes. Thanks for listening to episode one of the Deism podcast, and remember to go to www.deism.com for more information on deism.